The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Thang is in the house. Entire Thang is in the house. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell.
Yes, yes.
In the house.
They've been asking about you. Folks have been texting. Where's the new Thanger? When does he start? What's going on?
I got fired already.
Yep. Aw. He did. Couldn't take it anymore. We got rid of him.
I know,
we're
and then we start clapping. Oh, no.
Get him out. Yeah, so Antoine is here today. He's going to be in early today, tomorrow, Friday.
Yep.
And then eventually you'll be here all the time.
Always. All the time.
Until you get fired.
I actually brought a cot. I'm just going to sleep in the studio.
Okay. You're going to, because you've taken a 87% pay cut for this job.
Yes.
To follow your dream.
So I have to live here with electricity and heat.
Okay. That's good. We have a shower.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you did? Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to move the mop and stuff out of the way, but it's okay.
That sounds like a janitor's closet.
It is, with a shower.
Fair enough.
If you get chemicals on you, you can wash them off.
Mm-hmm. I have showered in that shower before.
Weird.
Okay.
Weird shower.
It is a very weird shower.
You just said I have to move the mop. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything more weirder than that.
It has a feel to it of like middle school gymnasium shower.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of what it feels like. You know, when you go in there and it's the floor is flat and there's a big grate right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel right. Even in middle school, I'm like in high school, I'm like, I'm not taking a shower here.
Maybe,
I'll just be funky.
Maybe I don't have to shower every day. Maybe
you skip a day.
If that's my option.
Do you
skip
have
a day.
Those times in your life, you grow up later and you start thinking back on things that seemed perfectly normal at the time.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like you've had a woke moment. Like just you look back and you think, wait a minute, that was not right. Like that should not have been a thing. I don't feel like this should have happened.
Right.
That's the way I feel about how we had to shower back in junior high school.
I think everyone had that feeling because it was just awkward.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Then, Monica, and you tell me, because again, for us, it was completely normal as seventh grade boys, because you would go to gym class and you were required to shower at the end.
Huh.
Required. To the point that the gym teacher would stand with a notepad with everybody's name on it.
No.
At the shower and check you off. As you went into the shower.
No, that's not allowed.
And, I'm not done, again. Because it was one of those big, group shower areas.
Communal.
He would then go look in and make sure you were actually showering as opposed to, hiding in the corner or whatever.
Are you for real?
Exactly. That's,
I don't know what school you went to. It was optional. Showering was optional in my school. You could just be funky. If you want to be funky all day, you were just funky. It was optional.
That's what I was thinking. But to have someone check you off to make sure that you showered.
Yes.
Behind the ears.
That's kind of scary. Where is that guy now?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And you expect more when you go to Sexual J Predator Junior High School in Massachusetts.
What kind of mess?
I know. When you look back on it, you think.
Yeah, Zach, that's a problem.
He watched us all shower every day.
Zach Jackson, showered. Yep. You're
check.
Free to go.
Pass. Check. You may go. You have passed.
Did he do a smell test? All right. Got that armpit. Go.
Know.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So you have those moments.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think back on your creepy Uncle Carl and you think, you know what? Some of his comments were very inappropriate.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, those things. Yep.
Yeah, looking back, that was all kinds of wrong.
When your kid seems normal.
I'm calling the school board in Massachusetts today.
Yeah. Can I get reparations for that? That becomes the question.
Maybe.
That's the only reason I'm dredging it back up.
Schoolhouse pizza and tater tots. Lifetime supply.
I don't know. It's like a dollar. Yeah. I need, I need a settlement that starts with an M and it's not, mayonnaise or anything. A million. I need millions. And it's not million tater tots either. So
crazy.
Good morning to y'all. If you have any disturbing stay woke moments in your life, feel free to share.
Shine bright like a diamond.
It's her diamond of the day. It's her nugget in the rough.
Shine bright like a diamond.
It's her ruby and her boobies, whatever it is. Diamond of the day.
The diamond of the day.
I think I've already decided it's going to be one of those days.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
One of those days?
It's just going to be one of those days. I don't really feel like following rules.
Oh,
today.
Break the rules.
Sometimes
it's all right. Rules are meant to be broken.
Yeah, so let's, I think we're going to throw this one off the chains today. I don't know. I'm just feeling it.
But I'll finish this. This one right here is actually a fun story.
Okay.
Well,
good.
Yeah, it's a good story because in Germany, the fire department, they had to race to rescue a fat rat.
A fat rat?
Did you see the fat rat caught in the manhole? They said that the fat rat had...
Caught in a manhole.
Yes, and the fat rat... I mean, it's a really big rat. The hip was stuck in the manhole, so they had the entire fire... Well, not the entire fire department, but... Several firefighters rush over to save this fat rat. I'm going to show you the picture of the
rat. So this is in Germany.
In Germany. Yeah, and it's a big rat. And they admit that this thing,
huge rat.
It was like squealing for help.
They managed to take a picture of this rat right at the moment. The face is saying, whoa!
I think we can put it on the Facebook page on K92.
Help!
Because it will make your day because the rat is safe.
Okay.
You know, they got the rat out of the manhole.
Thank goodness.
But they said he clearly had been... storing up some food, you know.
Fat rat.
Yeah. That rat is stuck. Like, once you look at the picture, it's not going anywhere.
How did that rat get in the manhole that way is the question.
I don't know.
It probably came up from the bottom, head out. It can get the head and then get stuck.
And was like, oh, man, I gained some weight.
Had some Beyonce hips.
I feel like that would be the same thing, Monica, that would happen to you if you tried to crawl out of a manhole.
Oh, boy.
Is your top half would make it through.
Oh, boy.
And then my rump shaker would get
just
stuck.
Your killer booty.
Yeah, it would get stuck.
Would probably get stuck
in
the manhole.
That's a possibility.
And that is not a body shaming thing on any level.
No,
that is actually
I celebrate the booty.
Right. That is a body complimenting thing.
Yeah.
Monica is one of, and I do believe this, even though I've never seen you do this, I believe you are the best hula hooper I know.
Me?
Hula hoop? I think so. Why not?
Okay, because now I'm like, we should have a hula hoop in here somewhere. So
I feel like you'd be good at the hula hoop because you do. I mean, you got curves. So what if you can manage to get that hula hoop into the torso area, it's impossible for it to go back in either direction. It's getting knocked. It's held there by the booty and the chest forever.
It was unfortunate. Yesterday at the gym, we had to do partner workouts. So we had to be back to back. But the way we had to bend, every time I would bend down, I would knock my partner over, knock him forward. Apologies to Keith. Because every time I would bend over, it would knock him forward. And he was trying to catch his grip. I'm like, that's just, it's a lot of rump.
That's killer booty.
That's a whole lot of rump.
That's the rump that almost killed SpongeBob SquarePants, Antoine.
Oh, back in the day, yes.
Yep. I'm learning so many new things here today.
Yeah, that was terrible.
A boo bash or something?
No, Monica was at...
I'm just assuming somebody was in a costume.
Monica was at Grand Home Furnishings.
For a kids event.
And a kids event, and they had SpongeBob SquarePants. Hey, kids. Well, Monica sort of bent over, knocked SpongeBob clear over, legs up in the air and everything. In front of children.
Yeah, they're holding their little cookies and popcorn.
You almost killed SpongeBob with your bikini bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to hurry up and take a quick picture or say hello. Sorry, SpongeBob, and hurry out.
Yep.
Yeah, with Ava.
So today's diamond of the day is fat rats and killer booties, baby. And it is in the books. Scoopla is on the way. The laws of attraction. This is great news if you're a man as you get older. This is terrible news if you're a woman. I'm just reporting the story, and I think it's wrong. This story is stupid.
Don't kill the messenger. Don't kill the messenger.
Okay. But you're smiling real hard at it.
It's just, it's
you're,
so.
You're smiling.
It is an unfortunate snapshot of how we guys suck. We suck. We just suck. I'm telling you now.
It's like suck in a good way, because I'm still smiling.
I don't know. It's just, it's very unfortunate. That is coming up. We learned so much about my past this morning.
Mm. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And I'm aware, text 52353, Zach, you had a coach that watched boys shower and then took notes. I know!
It's crazy.
It feels very wrong
now.
Did you
tell your mom? Tell your mom and dad.
I did not tell my mom.
I don't know about our teacher.
Was that in the parent-teacher handbook?
Yeah, you sign off. Yeah. One of those pamphlets you just sign.
Somebody else texted. They texted in to 52353, yes to the checklist for middle school gym showers back in the 80s. I mean, that's what I was there too.
Oh, well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it, Monica. Neither one of us were in middle school in the 80s.
That's what it is.
Kids listening today, you have to understand. You're growing up in 2019, where nothing is allowed and everything is wrong. Back in the day, we did so many things.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see that.
Uh-huh.
Now it makes more sense.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
I was in elementary school in the late 80s. I was not in middle school.
Yep. I think of all the moments in my life where... someone would have definitely gotten fired or arrested.
Oh, so much.
Or Child Protective Services would have been called. Or all three.
It is
true. One phone call. Mm-hmm. All three of them.
Because I think about with, you know, now you put your baby in a crib. But I know when I was born, my mom took a drawer and she cushioned. And she told me, she's like, yeah, I took a dresser drawer. I'm like, all right, we can put some cushions there and whatever.
You slept in a drawer.
I did.
You slept in a drawer?
She put Monica in an ottoman if they had to move new stuff.
I mean, I was out. I survived. It's like, I survived that.
You did.
Yeah.
We got to take the baby to the store. Go get a book bag. All right. Okay. Wow, you grew up in a drawer.
Yeah.
Bedford County is amazing.
What
I got to tell you.
It's just, it was a little different.
I know. You think back on those things. I mean, again, you talk about having a, you're in a crib or these high-tech, super safe baby seats for cars.
I know. We paid so much money to make sure that everything's secure, which, I mean, you want to make your, sure your child is safe.
When I was a kid, we had a van, okay?
Yep.
And not a minivan, not some Honda Odyssey. We had one of those scary vans. Or even, we had a van that, I mean, if you hire painters and they come to your house, that's the kind of van we had, conversion van.
Yeah.
So it only had two seats, passenger seat, driver's seat. Mm-hmm. Well, I was a third kid in the, and, you know, then there's me, third person. Where do I sit? I sat on a cooler, just so you know.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
You better hold on for your
head. Yeah, we go around corners.
cooler would slide on. You still there?
Well, when some parents would teach their kids to drive, like sometimes they'll take them in a parking lot and maybe like let the kids sit on their lap and like steer them around a parking lot. My mother would do that, except I would be on the street. Like I would actually be with other cars. Like I would be on the road, 11 years old, 12 years old, sitting on my mom's lap.
Was she also drinking wine at the time?
She was not, but anytime my father picked me up, he had a solo cup of Coke and
Coke and stuff.
That's like back in the day.
Kids, I'm going to tell you right now, you're growing up in a really, really boring time.
It's
back
really
in
boring.
The day when there were no rules. We love this. The K92 Morning Thing. Zach Jackson. Antoine Terrell. Drawer Baby. Good morning, Drawer Baby.
Good morning.
Yep, we learned Monica Brooks slept in a drawer when she was a kid.
Yeah.
And all of, well, most of Bedford County is trying to distance themselves from you.
That's okay.
Text 52353. Sleeping in a drawer is not a Bedford County thing, just body cam. To be clear.
I slept in a drawer too. No.
Yep.
I mean, I might have been the only one that, you know, was sleeping in a drawer.
Maybe you were being kidnapped. You just don't realize. Maybe your parents aren't your actual parents.
Well, Antoine, you have tapped into a conspiracy theory of the K92 Morning Thing
that
I have put out there, and I don't necessarily believe. However, I have never been proven wrong that Monica's mother is not actually her mother.
I think we have started some proof right now.
Because we have how many pictures of your mother either pregnant with you or holding you as a newborn have we seen?
There is one picture where she was pregnant with me.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that picture, though.
Right. And you haven't seen that picture, right?
I believe it to be me, though.
It could be a pillow from that drawer, for all we know.
Have you seen the picture?
Yes. Yes, I have. A long time ago.
You see what I'm saying with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
When it comes to pictures of her like holding me when I was a baby, she said they exist. We have to find the pictures, but we just didn't.
And you have multiple birth certificates, correct?
Well, that's the government's fault.
Also that, yeah. Exactly.
That's their fault.
Because
it's
the government's fault because they've been trying to find stolen drawer baby for all these years and they haven't been able to do it. Oh, I can't wait for the Netflix documentary about you. It's going to be so interesting. When we find out that you're a stolen drawer baby, this is going to be amazing.
You know how their dresser's like on the side of the road, like outside of house when they're donating? Mm-hmm. She was already in the dresser and the person she now calls mom... picked up the dresser, needed a dresser for the bedroom,
found the baby
and there was
inside.
A baby in it.
That's
yes.
the story.
That's what happened. Sort of like when you find money in a piece of furniture at the Goodwill.
Exactly.
Except we found drawer baby.
She's like, I guess I
keep
the baby.
It was a blessing.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And then it was quick. Take a picture of me with a pillow under my dresser. So I can sit here and say it was me. I love learning new things. This is amazing.
Man. I love it.
Scoopla is next. This is great news as a man gets older. And then the rest of the story, this is trash. This is trash news right here. We might need to, you know what, just throw this story in the trash, in a drawer. Next, and talk more about the conspiracy theory of drawer baby. I think that might be what we have to do here instead.
My goodness.
Your life is unfolding right before your eyes. I'm going to write your story. I don't need to do that. The ballad of the drawer baby. Man, I don't know what's going on today. We throw Antoine into the mix and we find out about my my childhood pain of being watched by grown men while I shower.
Yeah.
And Monica growing up as a stolen drawer baby.
Yeah, and we worked together for years now. And we're learning new
things. And what's the deal with this guy? He sits here. We got no dirt on him still.
He's our therapist.
I'm here to help.
To help
That's
you.
What I'm here for. I'm
I don't want to help. I want to judge. I want to be judge
of the money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
This story is trash, Monica. It's going to make you furious as a woman. And I got your back. This is crap. Men, we rot.
What's going on?
So they do this study, and the results are that women, as they get older, they are most attracted to a man that is roughly their same age.
Okay.
So in your 30s, you're like, oh, man, he's hot. Actually, you know, you're 20 years old, you like that little boy.
That makes sense.
30, he's growing up a little bit. 40, oh, he's maturing into a handsome man. 50, silver fox, all that stuff, all the way.
Okay.
Now let's do the journey of men.
Oh.
So men, when you are 20 years old, you are attracted to women between the ages of 20 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you become 30 years old, and you are attracted to women between the ages of 20 and 24. And then you are 40 years old.
Yeah.
And you are attracted to women between the ages of 20 and 24.
Hmm.
Okay, now, when you're 50.
Okay, okay.
You become attracted to women who are between the ages of 20 and 24. But then it all changes when you're 60.
Oh, it does?
Right, because then you're attracted to women who are between the ages of 20 and 24.
Y'all get on my nerves.
It never changes.
It never changes at all.
We suck. We suck.
Yeah. No wonder you're over there grinning so hard.
Or are we consistent?
I like how you say that.
You know what to expect out of us.
Yeah, see? We don't ever change.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
We are, when you know us for life.
Exactly.
20 to 24.
20 to 24.
It just stays right there. You're hooked, and that's it.
It never moves.
You should thank us, Monica, for our consistency.
Okay. So it says here, the study asks people who they're most interested in. And men did say people their own age. So we're interested in you.
But when it comes to the
as long as you look.
The hotness.
As long as you leave.
Who you're attracted to.
It's so stupid. I don't even believe it.
No. No. Where does this study come from? Dudes.com.
Dudes.com. North Dude Coda, I believe is what it was. Oh, what a piece of trash right
crap.
There. I know. I don't believe it either.
No, it's not true.
I mean, if that was true... The word MILF would have never been invented. That's what I'm saying.
That is true.
Exactly.
That's right.
Wow. That was really good.
Freddie Mac fact check. You make it sound like it's a smart assessment.
After what I've learned today, I just want...
Like, wow, Zachary, that is very astute of you. The smartest and most studious use of the word MILF in the history of the universe.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
K92 Morning Thang, Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell, who went to bed last night, Monica, hungry.
Hungry? Hungry. Why would you dare do that to yourself?
Ate dinner early.
Oh.
Ate dinner early.
What's early for you?
It was like old bridge club early, like 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, so then around like 9:30, like your stomach starts to growl, and then you're just like...
Too late to eat.
Yeah, it's too late to eat, because how's my stomach going to react at like 3 o'clock in the morning? And you don't want to eat and go right to bed.
But not even a snack?
Nope.
Monica was just laying in bed, starving.
It was sad.
Please donate to the GoFundMe of the K92 Morning Thang. For just pennies a day, you can feed a young member of the Thang. So they don't go to bed hungry.
I would appreciate that so much.
He needs a juice box and a chicken nugget.
Can I get a pack of fruit snacks?
Yes.
Yeah, you need a snack. I have some Jell-O over here.
Oh, there you go.
You want some Jell-O? Oh, last night, I was a little dangerous. Oh, never again. But I had like a couple nuts just for a snack.
Yeah.
And I'm chewing them, but I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, I'm looking at TV. I'm thinking about stuff. I'm like, okay, let me just, that's a long, it took forever to chew those nuts. I fell asleep and woke up with the nuts still in right there. Like, I needed to chew them up. Like, they weren't finished being chewed. It was dangerous.
You fell asleep?
I fell asleep. I was chewing nuts, dozed off, woke up, and I still hadn't finished chewing them.
You woke up with nuts in your mouth because you were eating them.
Eating them, and I remember thinking about stuff. It was about show stuff, and I just dozed off. Woke up, and I'm like, I didn't finish chewing my nuts. They were still there. Dangerous. Don't do that.
I'm not mature enough for this conversation.
I am not either. I'm sort of just, I'm letting it unfold. I'm letting Monica tell the story of her mouth full of nuts and falling asleep with half-eaten nuts in her
mouth. I woke up and I said, I can't believe I just did that. You know.
So do you have any sort of message for the young people listening?
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Chew your food, swallow your food, and be done.
But specifically, what do they need to do?
Stay up and chew their food.
Is it all food?
All food.
All food.
All food.
Okay.
Unless it's Jell-O. I guess it'll just... Yeah.
Then, okay, I see what you're saying is, if it's a situation where you can just suck it down,
you're good.
Yogurt,
if it's yogurt or something,
she's not
you're
making
good.
It easier,
I know,
Antoine.
This
no.
is not an easy
fair.
Conversation at all.
That's why I'm so quiet right now.
Oh, my God. Well, this is not. This is a very clunky right. conversation. We have to be very careful.
Now she's going to sit here and talk about some sort of creamy dessert she had afterward. You are not. You are trying to get me fired today.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
Oh, it was trending yesterday. Just such a heartwarming story. And if there's one thing we've learned here in 2019, it's don't necessarily judge a story right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ask a few questions.
Yep.
You have to.
The Jussie Smollett case is a great example.
Ooh. Follow up.
Sit back, let it unfold. Then make your judgment. So you hear this story yesterday. Here it is.
Here's a story to make you smile this morning. A Greenville man bought $540 worth of Girl Scout cookies, but not because he was hungry. The man told the Girl Scouts he bought all of their cookies so they wouldn't have to stand out in the cold anymore.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
That's sweet.
He's a good guy.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets his money, as they said in the article. Well, he said he was a businessman. Yes, and he is in the business of heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. So there you go.
Yep, I did see that.
Yeah.
Arrested.
Like, man.
Drug dealer.
Made a hard turn right there.
The police would like to point out they were already planning on arresting him before the story went viral.
Oh, so was he trying to do a good deed to get less time?
Maybe. I don't know. But yep, that is Dietrich McGowan.
Huh.
Maybe he needed to get rid of that money. Maybe right. That's what it was.
So it's fentanyl money. Yes. Do the Girl Scouts get to keep the laundered money would mm-hmm. be the other question.
They
so again,
don't.
Sit back, wait 5 minutes for the rest of the story to come rolling in before you pass your judgment.
Number two,
trending scandal on The Bachelor.
So who is The Bachelor?
Colton.
Okay.
Colton is The Bachelor. He's the virgin. That's what I know. But this is the scandal and it has nothing to do with him.
Huh.
So the Bachelor, it's as you know, is not live. Okay, this right. happened months ago, and they finished filming back in November.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on last night's episode or Monday night's episode, whatever, one of the contestants, Tayshia, I think is what it is.
Okay,
she made a comment because they went skydiving, and in the comment she said they were blindfolded. She was blindfolded, and she made a comment of, "What is this? The Bird Box challenge?" Here's the problem with that: Bird Box came out a month after.
Oh,
scandal!
Oh.
Really, what happens here is they film interviews later after the fact mm-hmm. to try to craft the story. So they insert this meme
like,
in
what?
There to make it seem all current and meme-worthy when, in fact, it happened a month and a half before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they have them watch that clip back and get their thoughts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Guys, it's almost as if a lot of this reality show is not real.
What?
What?
I can't believe it.
I can't either. I don't know what's going
Shocker
on around
right
here,
there.
Monica.
Devastated.
I know. Shock.
Yes.
Number one
trending. This is a big deal for, well, it's not a big deal for currently bald people. It's unfortunate news for you, Antoine.
As,
sorry.
As you look right at me.
Well, you're bald.
Yeah.
But are
true.
You, if you were to let your hair grow, is there hair?
Yeah.
Because you are shaved head.
Yeah, I shave my own hair.
Okay.
I prefer that look.
But so I guess what I'm asking though is if your hair grew back, are you bald anywhere or would you have a full head of hair?
I'd have a full head of hair.
Okay, so you're bald by choice. So you're just rubbing it in is really what it is.
Just letting you know that I can be handsome multiple ways.
Okay, yeah. So you're bald and you don't have to be.
I
Meanwhile, there are
be.
Men everywhere that are bald that wish they weren't and wish they had this situation, which is it's great as far as science goes. But it's also bad if you're already bald because you don't have the resources. Because mm-hmm. there's a scientist, and he says he can basically clone your hair and save it for later in case you go bald.
The point of hair cloning is to create as many hairs as we need at any point in time without worrying whether we're going to run out of it in the future or not.
So you can put your hair in the hair bank and save it in case you start
losing
your hair.
You have a great mane of hair.
Exactly.
Oh, all right.
But if you're already bald, this is terrible because the rest of your hair on your body is not good for head consumption of any kind.
No.
It's not a good look.
Yeah. No.
No.
And I think if you go a period of time without hair, like you have the bald look, and then you're like, oh, I'm 80 and I decide I want my cloned hair, and your hair is really just young, vibrant hair.
Uh-huh. It's blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, Antoine's just, if you're bald and you're listening and you wish you had hair, he's that jerk. That jerk that shaves off that beautiful hair every
he's
week.
By choice.
Every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, so yeah, I was going to ask how often you have to shave
every 2 or 3 days. It's not just use clippers. It's not like razor bald.
But you have to bick it down. I mean, it's...
No, it's just the clippers that I use.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
this is really
that's
smooth.
Where it gets to this.
Those are good clippers.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. There and you thus ends Hair Talk here on the K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Birthday scam. This scam request comes from Rachel. She says, Zach, I'd like you to do a birthday scam on my husband, James. He's super by the books and a big time rule follower. And for a year, he has been complaining to me that I let my sister use our Netflix account, though he also refuses to change the password because he doesn't want to look like a bad guy, but he complains to me about it all the time. I thought you might be able to use that to your advantage. Thank you so much. Love your show. That is from Rachel.
Okay.
That's what happens, man, because you give out your password to one person. And then you don't know what happens from there.
That's true.
It's sort of like telling a secret to someone and then saying, don't tell anybody.
Uh-huh. Then that person says, don't tell anyone.
Right. They tell someone, yeah. they tell someone. How far does the chain actually go? Well, we find out in this birthday scam, Netflix and decidedly unchill.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Is this James?
It is. Who's this?
Oh, my God, it's James. Yes. I finally found the James. Oh, man, this is unbelievable.
Sorry, who is this?
Oh, well, you don't know me exactly, though you do know me sort of figuratively. We know each other because we're buddies.
I'm sorry, what the hell are you talking about?
We're Netflix buddies.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, here's the deal. So about a year ago, I really wanted to get me on this Netflix bandwagon. I done heard so much about all these shows like Stranger Things and Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And don't even get me started on all them women taking showers together on Orange is the New Black. Man, dude, oh man.
Dude, I'm sorry. I have no idea what's going on here. Who are you and why are you calling me?
I'm getting to that. Hang on. Anyway, I wanted to get me some of this Netflix, but I didn't really want to pay for no Netflix, so I asked my buddy Raul, and he gave me this login that he got from his girlfriend's cousin Dominique. And Neek got it from his barber's neighbor because he owed him a favor because he gave him an old lawnmower, and he got it from this chick he met in a bar named Marissa. And you know Marissa?
I mean, my sister-in-law is named Marissa.
Yes, exactly, because she said that she got the password from her brother-in-law, James, and that's you.
Wait, what the hell?
Yeah, I've always seen a name on a profile, and I always wonder, I'm like, who is this James cat? What's he like? What's his personality? Seemed like such a generous guy to be sharing his login with all of us.
Wait, so you've been using my Netflix account?
Well, yeah, but Raul said it was cool because Dominique owed him $50, and his barber's neighbor said it was cool, too, so we're good.
Yep. Wait, so he said it was okay?
Well, yeah.
This is my account. Okay. All of you are stealing from me.
Stealing. Come on, James. No. How's this stealing? We didn't take nothing from you. We shared.
No, it's not sharing if I don't know what's going on.
Whoa.
No wonder all of my shows and all of my recommendations are all screwed up.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm sorry about that. I would have started my own profile on your account, but I thought you might get a little mad.
Yeah, I would get mad. Well, I am mad.
Yeah.
I don't even know you. I told my wife that I didn't want to share our password, but she had to give it to her sister. All of you should be ashamed of yourselves. It's only $15.
Yeah, that adds up, though.
How would you know? I'm the one who paid for it all.
And we are all very grateful for your generosity, James.
Thank you.
Oh, f*** you. Oh. You know what? I'm glad you called, because now your free ride, it's over.
Oh, man, you're going to take the password away? You're going to change it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, fine. I understand. I get it. You're a little upset. But could you do me a favor then? Could you wait until Monday so I can watch that Fyre Festival documentary? Because I've been wanting to see that. I'll do that this weekend.
No, you idiot. I'm not.
All right, fine. Can you at least wait until this is on the radio?
What?
Yeah, because it's on the radio right now because this is a birthday scam and you are on one right now. Hi, James.
Wait, what?
Zach from K92. You are on a birthday scam. This is from your wife, Rachel. Hi.
Oh, this is the radio?
Yes, it is. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Nobody has your Netflix password. Well, I mean, your sister-in-law does, but that, from there, it's in her hands.
Okay, she better. I hope she's not giving it out.
Well, James, this is your birthday gift, and it's free, so there's no mooching, there's no logins necessary, and have a happy birthday, and thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Maybe. I shall present to you three stories, and then we'll decide if I have blowed your mind. We have one about parenting. Mm-hmm. We have one about a very stupid burglar. This is such a hurtful burglar. It's mad. Okay. I mean, we get so many dumb criminals.
Yeah.
But the person who got robbed from, it's even worse. And American butts. We All start right. with parenting. Think, let's have a child. It'll make us happier. No. No, it won't.
Well, you got to say that. There's somebody out there right now saying, we are newly married couple, newlyweds. Okay.
I take it back. It says, having kids will make you happier if you have a lot of money. Otherwise, it will not.
Well, I mean, they're expensive. Kids are expensive.
And that's what it is. And they're not saying kids make your life miserable. They're just saying kids make your life miserable in the short term. Because those first years are very harrowing. And if it doesn't cause a lot of financial stress, then they say you're way happier in those early years.
Yeah.
But if you're someone who's living paycheck to paycheck and trying to buy diapers and all those things.
But you can still be, it can still be happy. It's all about how you look at it.
Sure. But then at the same time, you're not getting a full night's sleep because according to this study, 6 years.
6 years without sleep.
That's deep. You don't, most new parents don't get full nights of sleep for 6 years.
Yeah, I guess that's about right. Because even with Hendrix being four, he still wakes up. Around like 3:30 o'clock, he wakes up and it's just like a quick, mama, and he doesn't want anything, and then he goes back to sleep.
Is he like a dog? You have to let him out, and then you bring him back in and put him to
but
bed.
But he just like kind of just pops up, and then I'm like, go back to sleep. And
okay.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's about right.
Next up, this is so hurtful. So this guy had a coin collection worth $33,000.
Okay.
One of his employees steals it from him. All right, that's bad enough.
That is bad.
But what does that guy do with all of these coins? He takes them to the Coinstar machine and puts them in for $30 worth of coins.
What are you doing? That is terrible.
It was $33,000 worth of coins that got dumped into a Coinstar for $30.
So I'm hoping that he got his coins back, right?
Nope.
You can't get your coins back?
The cops have not been able to recover the missing coins. I feel like, aren't they in the Coinstar machine?
In the machine.
And then why don't we check with the Coinstar people?
Whoever picks it up. Yeah. Like, they should be easy to find.
Though, maybe Coinstar people are kind of like, you never see the Redbox people.
Nope.
And I think about it. Have you ever seen a Coinstar person?
I've never seen one. I have seen a Redbox person.
You have?
Yes.
Did they try to assassinate you? Because I feel like they're supposed to be ninjas.
It was really early in the morning, and I just sat back and watched.
Did they give you a throat slash motion? Don't you tell nobody.
He turned and looked at me like,
yeah, what an idiot. He just wanted enough. He got a store credit and 12 packs of beer. $30. $30 on that one. Last one. Canada is furious because American demand for plush toilet paper has taken all their trees. Mad about it.
Hey, I'm serious about some toilet paper.
Are you a three ply?
No.
Okay.
No, but I mean I can't do the one.
The one ply is ridiculous. I'm sorry. Anytime I go to someone's house that's one ply, I think
we have one ply here.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
I think we have three quarters of a ply is what it is. I actually think there's someone here whose job it is to pull that one ply apart and make it last a little bit longer.
We use spare paper.
We do. We use what I always refer
scrap
to.
Scrap paper.
It's the same stuff that they used when you were a kid in elementary school. We called it math paper back in the day. And I don't even know if kids have this today, but we used to have this worksheet scratch paper that you would be asked to use for your math problems. Called it math paper because it was some sort of odd. It was like a paper towel. It was kind of paper.
Yep.
It was brown.
It's like, what is this?
And that's the exact.
It's toilet paper.
The school toilet paper was the exact same consistency as the math paper.
Yeah, it looked just like the napkins, like any kind of paper towel. Yeah.
I tell you though, three ply people. It's just y'all are excessive.
That's too much.
I mean, it is. It's like using a dish rag.
It's a pillow.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's too much. But Canada says it's too much. We're ruining all their forests, and we don't use enough recycled material. And because we want it to be all plush and awesome, Yeah. I guess they're up there suffering with one ply.
I guess. I get that.
This is a fun little tidbit to take to work with you today, and I think this will officially blow your mind. Do you know what we used in America about 150 years ago?
What?
Instead of toilet paper?
What's it?
I would like you to give me a guess, and it's related to food. Go.
Salad.
We use salad.
We use salad greens. We use spinach.
It's what? It's not that, but it's not much better. We used old corn cobs.
Oh, well, it gets the job done. Hey, think about a bottle scrubber. When you have kids, you get the little thing to scrub the bottles. Uh-huh. Why not use some corn on the cob?
There is an inappropriate term off. Relates to corn that I can't say on the radio, but now this makes total sense. It does. No. See, you learned. Yes. Blew your mind. I know I did.
Yep. Woo!
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Y'all got enough trees in Canada. You'd be fine. I don't know what everyone's mad about. There are more There's more trees on Earth than there are stars in the sky. That is true.
Okay.
I feel like we have enough trees.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I think they're just, they're mad. We're mad about it, but we'll do it anyway. I will confess first here. Parenting is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't be perfect all the time.
No one's perfect.
Can you be perfect about 11% of the time? Maybe.
Yeah.
You do your best.
That's all you can do.
You're trying to just keep them alive. That's really all it is. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard to parent and be a parent.
Yeah.
But it's also hard to just, don't even worry about it. Okay. It's hard to, it's hard to keep track of the children. Just keeping track of them in general.
What'd you do?
Well, I come home and I see on the couch a blanket.
Okay.
With a child hiding underneath. You know how kids like to do that. Oh, dad's home.
Me.
Let's hide. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to pretend that you don't know it's them. My son loves this game. I don't know why we love this game as a child. Because who are we fooling with all of this?
Right.
We know you're under there.
It's fun.
But, you know, they like you to go through the motions. And I think, all right, well, there he is. There's my boy. There's my man. That's what it is. He will carry on the family name.
Uh-huh.
I shall go and I shall participate in this fatherly activity with him. So I start doing the whole thing. So I see the blanket moving. Hey, what's this? Must just be a blanket sitting on the couch. Let me go ahead and sit down right here. Because that's what they want you to do. And then they go, no, dad, no, it's me. So I go and I sit down and it was the dog. I sat on the dog. It was not a child at all.
Dog.
I sat on a tiny dog.
Oh.
I confused my children for a 12-pound dog. And I sat on the dog. So there's really, it's twofold in this one.
Oh, no. And the dog's small. I was like, why is he crushing me? What did I do?
Yep, little squeaky.
Just trying to sleep.
Dog sleeping under the blanket.
Look at you. And then the kids are like, why is dad sitting on the dog?
They were downstairs playing Fortnite. They weren't even around. They were gone. They had no idea.
Yeah.
I was trying. I was trying to be a good parent.
You cuddle the dog and check.
I felt bad. Yeah. I'm like, hey, sorry.
You get a
sorry,
steak for dog. Dinner. Wasn't quite.
Dog's little. I'm gonna get a Swedish meatball. That's really all you need. You're fine.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
I know Mother Nature's just teasing us yesterday and maybe a little bit today, but we'll take it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Not complaining about it at all.
This is what she does to us, Monica. You remember she tried to trick us last year.
Mm-hmm.
She did trick us last year.
Are you saying that the winter weather?
I am not falling for her games again. Okay. I still have my snow shovel is sitting next to my back door, and I refuse to put it
in
the garage. You're waiting. I refuse.
Yep.
Because I know the minute I put it back there, 27 feet of snow will happen.
That could happen.
And I will not be blamed this time.
And I won't even say it. I won't even declare it. Won't say anything about it.
No, you be quiet.
It is still, there's still potential.
We are here on the K92 Morning Thing to announce nothing. We will not announce anything.
Yeah, we got in trouble last year.
We're not doing it.
Can't do it.
I'm not saying either direction. I'm making no comments. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let it unfold.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Just let it happen. Enjoy it.
Everybody's
still take it for what it is.
Giving me poop about last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, that was last year. We ended this February. We got to worry about it now.
They were heated about it.
Blame goes where it belongs, the groundhog. Don't bother us anymore. We have washed our hands of this situation.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We have been talking about it for a couple of days now. The Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga connection on stage at the Oscars.
I know, and it kind of sucks. I feel bad talking about it. You have to, because it's what everybody's talking about.
Yes.
But then you think to yourself, what if there was no issue between Bradley and his girlfriend, but because everybody talks, then it creates the issue?
There's a possibility, because people want to see them together just because of the movie A Star Is Born. And it just, they just, I get it, but at the same time, they have separate lives. They have real lives.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Real Bradley lives. Cooper's in a relationship.
He's
with
a father,
yes,
you know?
Yeah. So, but they reached out. People, paparazzi, they reached out to his ex-wife.
Yeah, well, she was Jennifer, on Twitter talking, too.
She was, and they asked, they did ask her, Jennifer Esposito.
Mm-hmm.
They asked her if she thinks that they're fooling around, and she just went, ha.
Yeah, she commented on, David Spade posted on Twitter mm-hmm. when the you know they were staring yep. each other's eyes and everything and said, are they, you know, mashing potatoes?
They aren't.
Yeah, and she said, responded, ha. So
what does that mean?
They made a big deal about that whole thing. So that song, which won the Oscar for Best yeah. Song, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, it's actually written by Mark Ronson, mm-hmm. Uptown Funk, that yeah. guy. So he's talking on Ellen about the song coming together and how they developed it.
The first part, she had this idea for the chorus. She sat down at the piano. She kind of pits a few chords, and she's like, I'm off the deep end or something. And then we're all, you know, hit the ground running. She's super fast. And then I think we got the in the shallow part a little later.
It's interesting how one line basically launches the song. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm off the deep end. Like, cool, we're going to go with that.
I'm off the deep end.
Yep, there it is. Deep end. Let's roll with it.
Woo! Oh, you know, someone that's not fooling around, Jamie Foxx. He declared that he's a single man while in Beverly Hills at a gala.
Though he's never declared that he's been with Katie Holmes either.
Well, he didn't say he was single.
True.
Never said single.
They've been secretly dating for... what is yeah. it? At least 5 years now.
And people, paparazzi, they were able to capture some photos and say, oh, they were out having dinner. You know, he's been hanging out with the kid and all this and that. Well, now he's saying, I'm a single man.
Okay.
And he never said, I'm single.
So is there anything to that?
Maybe.
What's going on? Will the relationship that never happened not be happening anymore? Who knows?
Oh, weird stuff.
These are the mysteries. The end of the relationship
Hollywood.
That never happened in the first place.
Very Hollywood drama.
Oh, Monica. This is real suffering over here.
What's going on?
First world problems are going on.
Uh-oh. What happened?
One of my four different email addresses is not properly syncing on my phone right now.
Oh my gosh, that sucks.
Ah!
First world problems
it
for sure.
It is. And it's the one I use the least.
Dang. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
What is life now?
I don't know. My therapist can't get me in for a solid two
yeah.
to 3 weeks. I'm
that
just,
sucks.
I need a therapist too. I don't have one of those. This is going to be a challenge.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Man.
It's annoying me
life
though.
Life is over because of that devastation.
It is. Mm. And you know what? I know it's God trying to send me a message because it's one of my older accounts I don't use as much. And it is an AOL account.
Oh.
And I'm about ready to just cut the cord and push it off a cliff. Like, you don't want to work with my phone? Out
I mean,
you go.
I still use my AOL.
Well, I need to use it because like my mom emails me on it. So that's about it.
Yeah.
And then 247 spam messages. That's basically it.
And no, AOL collects the spam.
Oh, they love it. They're good. Mm-hmm. They're very good at it. So, yes, I am suffering today. If you have a first world problem, feel free to share it. What we're actually looking for right now, because we're going to get into it next, is your dirty little secret. So after the breakup, what did you do?
So, was it petty?
Know, yeah, you go. It's petty.
Petty.
What'd you
stuff?
Do?
Sometimes it's pathetic. Sometimes it's petty. Sometimes it's illegal. Sometimes it's very vengeful. Any of those things. Favorite person is going to get a prize. It's Sesame Street Live tickets. So we cleanse in the other direction. And actually, we may even do two winners. I don't know. We'll figure that out. So if you did something, you can text it to 52353. We'll get into it next. I did find this since we're talking about
What's
first
that?
World problems.
If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son.
Oh.
But I got first world problems like I'm all out of gum.
I got a pair of socks with a tiny hole. And the last sip of coffee was a little cold. When I'm staring in my closet, sick of all my clothes. And I have some decent speakers, but none are Bose. You don't know what it's like to have all these woes. Cause I wish I had a slightly longer garden hose. Now I'm totally falling behind on all my shows. And I don't have HBO, so no Game of Thrones. Good cheese is too expensive and the store brand blows. My central air worked too well, so last night I froze. Chicken wings always give me bad gas. And there's this patch in my yard where I can't grow grass. Darn it. And I don't know how to appreciate jazz or understand the success that Ryan Seacrest has. And you know, when I was in Hawaii, I got too much sun. I got first world problems like I don't enjoy rum.
That's right, baby. Suffering.
First world problems like this spot on my thumb. If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son. But I got first world problems like I'm all out of gum.
Hashtag.
Have you ever had a secret? You couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
It's probably not your finest moment in time.
No.
You're emotional. Not. You're caught up in everything.
Yeah, in the feels.
Very much so.
In your feels.
Because when you break up, you go a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do something stupid. You do something vindictive.
Or if you dumped and you're like, oh, I can't believe that. Yeah. He sucks.
Or you do
she
something
sucks.
Pathetic would be another mm-hmm. one. I mean, did I said that for 3 weeks I wore the same sweatpants and I just watched episodes of Friends every day.
That's
and it was
sad.
What brought me joy when that pathetic theme song would come on. And I'm like, they'll be there for me. Yeah. She won't, but they will.
It happens.
It does happen. And sometimes crimes are committed. I was part of one of those as well.
What do you mean? You were part of it.
I was part of it. I'll start with this woman because I met to talk about her the other day and I completely forgot. So she confessed that this woman in Australia, she broke up with her boyfriend.
Okay.
Bad breakup. She had sent him some suggestive photos when they were together.
Uh-huh.
Hey, baby, why don't you send me some suggestive photos? You know, that
she
kind
did
of
that,
thing.
Yep.
And she had. And she's like, now this slime ball, he has these pictures of me. So while he was in the shower, she broke into his house, climbed through his bedroom window, grabbed his phone, deleted all the pictures, and then left.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It is a crime. It's breaking and entering.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is a crime.
And that is theft of a gift to somebody else, I
is
guess.
It?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I understand. I get it.
I don't think so. I think she was... So did she go to jail?
No, she never got caught. She's talking about it years later. Okay, should I have gone to jail? I don't think so because I was only an accessory to a crime.
But we need the details
first.
And
it wasn't really a crime as much as it was just... It was a crime against being nice.
Okay. Well, what's the outline? What happened?
I started dating an individual that I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Strike one. She took a big interest in me while also living with her boyfriend. Strike two. Not my fault. All right. Look, I'm irresistible.
But
I understand.
You knew about the dude.
I did. And I distanced myself from that situation as
did you really? You didn't.
I did my best.
Okay.
Monica, she was hot. Okay.
Temptation.
And I did nothing while they were together.
All right.
But they were living together. Well, it was, you know, flirty and emotional and that sort of thing. Anyway, she decides that it is over between mm-hmm. the two of them, and she and her family went to the house while he was at work.
Okay.
And stole the bed.
Oh. Well, was it? Okay.
Was it her bed? Yes. What was your question?
Was it her bed?
Uh-huh. I think.
You think?
I'm going to go with yes. Am I sure?
Okay. So
sure.
You're pretty sure
uh-huh.
if the bed belonged to her.
I do declare maybe. Yes.
And so you helped?
Well, I only helped in the fact that I then slept on that bed, and I always felt guilty about that.
But you didn't feel too guilty because you went to sleep on that bed.
That's
you like, this
right.
is a nice bed. I
replaced you, Tommy. I'm
if
very
this
sorry
was
about
outside,
that.
I would have picked it up.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they stole the
on
bed.
The curb,
so he's
yeah.
sleeping on the floor. I stole his girlfriend and his bed.
Dang, that is just ruthless. I can't believe you.
I know. Monica, it doesn't make you a bad person because you're not you at the time.
No, you're emotional.
Yeah, that's the justification. I'm not me.
Mm-hmm.
Out of body experience. Yes, I stole the man's girlfriend and his bed.
Just dirty.
He
cried on the floor that day.
He probably did cry on the floor that day. Slept on a towel.
I didn't get a chance to buy a futon. Did you leave him a pillow?
No. He was a nice guy, too. He really was.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. Look at me now. Life's punished me plenty. It's okay. What did you do? After the breakup, we got some prizes. Let's say hi to Caitlin. Hello, Caitlin. Caitlin?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hello? Caitlin. Okay, there's no Caitlin there. Let's go to Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Yes.
There's Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. What'd you do?
Hi. I had a spare key to my ex's car, and after I'd broken up with him, I sat across the parking lot, moved his car, and watched him look for it. Did it a few times.
What?
So he would go somewhere, maybe to the store, and you would just move his car.
Yeah, I would, and I would watch him look for it. He wasn't a good guy.
See, I love that one because it's evil, but enjoyably evil.
You just watch
and
have popcorn?
I hope he's listening. His name was Matt.
Oh, okay. Oh. See, she's like, I don't care.
You did me wrong, Matt. So I was waiting in the parking lot with popcorn, just watching you look for your car.
Slightly moved your car. That's awesome. Lindsay, we do have a prize for you. If you want to hang on, that's fine. Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
What'd you do?
I burned my ex's Social Security card and birth certificate.
You took away his identity.
You did? Why'd you do that?
Because I had all his stuff put in one room, and then when he came and got everything, there was a whole bunch of, like, letters and cards and everything like that that I put with it, you know, that I'd given him over the years. And then his birth certificate and Social Security card were on top of it, and he handed it all to me and was like, I don't need any of this, and you won't ever see me again. So when I seen that it was there, I was like, you sure you don't need any of it? He was like, yeah. So I was like, okay.
All right.
And when he left, I put it in the fire pit.
Wow.
Well,
he asked for it.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know who you are anymore. You don't know who you are.
I know what this was, Amber. He, much like Monica Brooks, had two birth certificates, so he didn't need the other
one.
He's
like, I'm cool.
He's like, that's the fake one. It doesn't matter. Awesome. Hang on. We do have a prize for you as well. What'd you do? Monica, you cleaned out the whole house?
Yeah.
I mean, you give me flack for taking just the bed and the girlfriend, but that's all.
We left the couch. Did we leave the couch? Yeah. No, we took the couch.
See? You took everything.
I think I did.
You cleaned them out.
Well, yes.
Was it all your stuff?
Majority of it was mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or was it just where you say it's yours, but it wasn't necessarily
yours? It was mostly mine.
Yours.
It was my stuff. Yeah. So it was like we cleared it out. And it was also a breakup where I still feel bad. We talked about it with one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
He was a mutual friend. He gave my ex a bunch of CDs and videos and stuff like that. I didn't know it. So I like tossed everything out. I'm like, yeah, in your face. I'm just throwing everything away. He's like, well, it all belonged to Chris.
Chris. Kids listening, you have to understand, we cared about those things back in the day. Like CDs and VCR tapes.
What's a CD?
Yeah. All of Monica's breakups came from 1957. That's what it is.
I know.
After the breakup, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Great text. 52353. My ex and I had horses together.
Okay.
Once we broke up, he wouldn't give me one of my saddles back. So I sold his horse.
What?
Yeah.
The man's horse.
Didn't know until the day the guy came to pick up the horse.
How's he going to get to work?
See, those are Bedford problems right there.
That's wrong.
So my brother broke up with his girlfriend. She was super mean. So they took washable car paint and painted, "Go home, Satan," on her car.
Well, she's like, who could have done this?
Wash off.
Yeah.
This is 2019 revenge. Hacked into all my ex's social media, changed all his passwords, and deleted all the girls off his accounts.
Yeah, he's like, dang, I knew I shouldn't have allowed her to know all my passwords.
This dude says right after the breakup, I made it a point to let her catch me with her mother.
The mom, though. She had no shame in her game.
She left me, so why not? That's one where you wonder, am I receiving a text from a listener or from a porn website?
Yes.
That's what that feels like to me. I don't know. And this one, dumped all his expensive liquor down the sink. Oh, man.
That hurt
Monica, that hurts me.
Yeah.
Left all the bottles, turned his cable off. And this is probably the most hurtful for you, Monica, took the nice expensive tree skirt that they had.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to celebrate Christmas?
Mm-hmm. How you going to effectively cover up that stump?
Dang.
You don't have the good tree skirt anymore.
That's how rude.
I know. God. He deserved it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I had an ex. He dumped me. And it was right there at the movie theater back in the day when Valley View had their movie theater inside the mall.
The theater, as it would be called. Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he dumped me, so I went to the movies with his best friend. Yep. Started dating his best friend.
And she wore his tree skirt.
I sure did. That was a dress.
Teach him a lesson.
Time for a new outfit.
K92, Morning Thang, Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell. Sort of mumbled your name there. I was like, K92, Morning Thang.
Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. And Antoine.
We could do Antoine and Zach and Drawer Baby and Antoine and Zach. We could try that. I'll give you the option on that one. Monica slept in a drawer as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said it's a Bedford County thing. And all of Bedford County said, no, that's just a body camp thing. Now we have text 52353. Me and all my siblings went to Body Camp Elementary, but we slept in beds.
There you go. Good. That's good to know.
So it's just your house. Oh, Drawer Baby. If you missed the story of Drawer Baby, you missed it, man. Or you can just go get it on the podcast here in a couple minutes.
Or just hang out with us early. Yeah. We have a lot of stuff. We learned a lot about one another.
I know.
This morning.
I had to shower while a grown man watched me and took notes. That happened.
Crazy.
I know. And then we learned about Monica Brooks, the drawer baby. That all went down today. I made a confessional about mistaking one of my kids for a dog. And we had some great stories about when people went nuts after the breakup.
Yep. What happened?
All of that today. Lots of pettiness, but that's okay. Tis the time for pettiness. It's pettiness season is what it is.
Yeah, it's all great.
Brand new birthday scam tomorrow. This one might be one of my favorites of all time.
Okay, do you have a little
Yeah, I do. Such a hard time not just laughing out loud with this poor guy who was freaking out. Eventually, I do just lose it. But this is some sound effects of this poor guy from tomorrow.
Of course you didn't see. I don't care. I do not care. That is not my problem. That is your problem. And it is your ass if you can't.
Yeah.
Well.
I know.
You got him going
the beginning
for sure.
Is my favorite.
Scoochie didn't see.
What word was that?
Scoochie and Gooshweet. I may have told him because he's getting his whole house remodeled.
Yeah.
And I called as the new supervisor. Mm. And I just wanted, because we had just, it said, you know, rip up the floor and we're going to put down a new floor. So I'm calling to let him know, sure, we ripped up the floor. Problem is they put in the new floor last week. So I ripped up the new floor.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what happens.
Yeah, that's what they
Scoochin' Goochin' Googwa. Yeah, that is what happened to my floor. So that's 7:15 tomorrow. Monica, yeah. I am calling it the unfortunate mistake.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God. I went to college for this. Yes, that is at 7:15 tomorrow. Also, 60 seconds to their dating destiny. Brand new hookup or hang up.
Uh-huh.
We're going to meet Natalie at 7:30.
That's right.
And we also have Sesame Street Live tickets.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
That's happening at the Berglund Center, March the 1st through the 3rd. So you can jump on those tickets, have a chance at those tickets tomorrow. Oh, and be sure to nominate a strong mom in your life.
Yep.
We have prizes for our strong mom. Shout out to Laisha Vo.
Yep.
They gave some great certificates. Check them out. Go online. Follow them on like
Anya
them on
Mama. We do that on Monday. So K92Radio.com and then just sit back, relax, and scoojit mujit.
Scoojit mujit.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Toodaloo.